This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk about Golden Rule, Love in the Name of Christ. It's an organization based in Milton here in the Susquehanna Valley, but it's a chapter of an organization that has locations around the country. Pastor Mike Deal came on board as their executive director just a few months ago, and he joins us today on the WPGM Community Forum to talk all about the organization. Pastor Mike, thanks for being with us.
Let's first talk a bit about the organization. For folks not familiar with it at all,
It's a Christian organization. It's been around for several years. We have a national office in Michigan, and they have throughout the country affiliates. We are one of those affiliates, Golden Rule, Love in the Name of Christ, Love, Inc. And their slogan, I think, is very effective, very good, very explanatory. We help churches help people. We're not trying to be a church. We're not trying to gather a following. What we want to do is give churches opportunities to minister to people as they have need and they come to us, we will direct them to you.
Okay. And there's, is that kind of the same model all over the place where these exist?
Oh yeah, very much so. That we help people help, we help churches help people. That is their slogan. Okay. We didn't come up with that.
Okay. Give us a bit about what help means, what in what form. There's, I imagine, many different ways that people need assistance.
Yeah, they're throughout the country. There's 114 affiliates, or maybe more than that by now. We're in 29 states, and we all sort of get our niche. Other locations they do different things. Our niche is a lot of transportation. People in need of, particularly elderly people, need to get to the hospital, need to get to a doctor's appointment, need to get to a grocery store. And so a lot of what we do is our volunteers will transport people. But we do other things as well, do yard work, simple home repairs. We build ramps for the handicapped, technical help with like computers, cell phones, setting them up. Teaching people how to use them. So again, a lot of elderly who don't know how to do that.
Okay. And you're relatively new on board. What drew you to this?
I had some health issues, and I thought, well, I need to make a bit of a change here. And a good friend of mine, she is the office manager. She said, well, we're looking for an executive director. And I looked into it, and I thought, wow, this is a pretty good fit for me. I think what you're looking for is kind of what I like to do, okay. You know, which is talking to pastors, making phone calls, introducing myself. That's kind of a simple thing for me, and I enjoy that.
All right. A little bit of history of the organization, what you've learned or what you know. Obviously, you can't tell it from experience yet, but yes, any background you can tell us about how long this has been around and how it came into existence.
Golden Rule has been around for maybe 30 years, something like that. We've had, probably at this point more than a few executive directors. Unfortunately, the last executive director, she was not a pastor, but her husband was a pastor, and he got transferred somewhere else. And so her tenure here was probably a little shorter than they expected. So we've had pastors as executive directors, but they're not all pastors. Just the people with a heart to serve God, wanting to help people.
Now, do you have a group of churches that would say they're on board this, or is it a constant search for new ones, or some come and go? Just give me an idea of who's working together in this.
Yeah, this is my job. It's to recruit churches. We want to partner with churches who want to be part of this, and from the church, then we're hoping they'll help us recruit volunteers. One thing we do, we'll go into a church, a new church perhaps, that has not partnered with us, and we'll have a Love, Inc. Sunday. We might show a video. The National has a very good video of how we operate within a community. But then we'll share the things that we need, things that we're doing, and looking for volunteers.
Okay.
Now, we are certainly an evangelical organization. Our statement of faith is the Apostles' Creed, as well as affirming statement related to the authority of Scripture. And so we ask people to sign on to that, to be part of what we believe. Okay. And so it doesn't work out for everybody.
So there are at least a variety, though, of denominations involved.
There are many denominations involved, many churches. You know, and it's more than that, though. You know, sometimes the church maybe doesn't want to partner with us, or maybe they're not able to recruit volunteers for us, but they have a ministry within their community, and we serve as a clearinghouse. And so it's things not necessarily that we do. Okay, we're offering transportation, some of these other things. But I just talked to a church in Sealands Grove last week or the week before, a fairly large church, and they have a very active ministry as far as helping people clean up their yards, clean up their homes, fixing it, repairing. And I said, well, even if you don't partner with us, can we take this information down? If people call us from your area, can we direct them to you? Which he was very glad to agree to that. And so, yeah, and even government agencies and things that they offer that we don't offer, we want to know what that is so that we can direct people. We are a clearinghouse. So it's not just transportation. It's not just mowing the lawn. But it's all these other things as well. Food pantries, clothing closets. We don't have those things, but we know who does, at least a lot of places that do, a lot of churches that do, and we can direct people to that.
You mentioned that the transportation is your niche, but there's other stuff too, right? I mean, this is...
And we're willing to consider things that we haven't done.
Okay.
If we have the people who can do it. You know, so we're always looking, and we're taking notes, we're putting in at our records, okay, this person, this organization, this church does this or that. You know, maybe at some point when we're able, maybe we'll start helping with rent. We don't do that right now. But again, we know some organizations that do, and we'll direct people to that.
Give me some idea of the scope of it, some of the numbers that you would know, as far as, you know, how many people you're crossing paths with each week that need help. And then we'll talk a bit about the volunteer situation as well. But as far as the people you're helping, you know, how many people a week are getting rides?
Well, let me look at it, first of all, from the national level. We have, did I say this, 114-plus affiliates throughout the country. And I saw the figure close to 280,000 needs met each year. As an organization, we have 15,000 volunteers. We have over 7,800 churches partnering with Love, Inc. And so we're the local one, but not too far away. There's Hershey, there's Allentown, there's some others within the state as well. I think there's 8 of us in the state. As far as the numbers that we help here locally, you know, every week we're getting probably a few dozen phone calls looking for help. You know, not a tremendous number. But understand our reach is Snyder Union in the northern part of Northumberland County. That is our region. We'll try to help people who call out of that region as well, at least maybe direct them to a place that could help them more fully. But that is our focus point, those 3 counties, 2.5 counties.
Okay. Are there other chapters in this area or region that you kind of work with?
We don't work with other Love Inks, but I think the closest one would be Hershey. There's one in Hershey. There's one in Lancaster. I think there's one in Reading. I've not met them. Probably at some point I'll have an opportunity.
How many people are there involved in Love, Inc., Golden Rule Love, Inc., that you know, that are volunteering, that are helping with these needs? I mean, is this do you have sort of stalwarts, and then maybe some that help occasionally, or what's the situation?
Yeah, we have. I guess you could say we do have people that are very reliable, and we try not to overuse them. You know, call them every week, every couple times in a week. We try not to do that. There's some other people who will help us on occasion, you know, and so we'll reach out to them and try to avoid using the same people over and over. And of course, if it's someone, say, in Milton, we're going to try to find a volunteer from Milton, or if it's Sealands Grove, we're going to try to find a volunteer from Sealands Grove. You know, we don't want people having to go all the way to some other county to help this person. We want someone from that area.
Probably makes your job even more challenging to make sure you have a sampling of volunteers from all over your area.
That's right. You know, and right now, and I'll say this to Sunbury, we're in need of some volunteers from Sunbury. We're a little short there. But we're getting 50-plus calls in a week, people asking for various needs.
Okay.
And usually I think we're able to take care of those needs.
Okay. Now, physically, where are you located? Is this within a church, or do you have a...
We have an office in St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Milton. They've been very generous with us, and they're a very active church within our Loving movement. Okay. Our director is from that church. One or two other of our board members are.
Now, like you said, Sunbury, the big area right now, but you want to just put a plug in for volunteers in general, and you know what kind of person you're looking for, and what might be expected of them?
Well, you know, again, we do different things, so we need different types of volunteers. But again, transportation are a big niche. We need people who can drive, clean license and all that, insurance. We'd love to have your help. But again, you know, yard work, repair work, technical work, just even you're willing to pray, you sit and talk to a person and pray with them. You know, we're looking for that type of volunteer as well. It doesn't have to be this in particular, but you know, someone with a heart to serve. That's what we're looking for.
Right.
And let me also add, I mean, you know, as a pastor, I appreciate this in that we want our volunteers to not just provide the service. We want them to pray with the person. You know, this is my need. I'm going to this doctor's appointment. Well, let me pray with you. We want them to share Christ if they have the opportunity. We want them to invite them to their church. Come with me to church. I'll even come and pick you up, perhaps, and get you involved in my church. This is more than service. This is a means of reaching people for Christ.
Is there some kind of training you have for people before they do, or just kind of put them in that mindset?
There is some training. And I should add as well, we need office volunteers as well.
Okay.
And I think they get more training just to know all of what we do, and this is where material is, and this is what you do in this situation. But then there's also, some orientation that goes along with the volunteers from churches that we're going to be calling on.
Okay. And actual office hours during the week?
I believe it's 8:30 to 12,
okay.
Monday through Thursday, not Friday. And again, I think we'd be open on Friday if we had someone or some people to cover that.
Okay. And what should people do if they are interested? I believe there's a website, correct?
There is a website. You can look that up. Golden Rule, Love in the Name of Christ, or Love, Inc. Our phone number at the office is 570-742-3561. Again, 742-3561. You can call. You want to be a volunteer. You want to donate. You know, we're always looking for finances as well. Or you need help, call that number, and we'll see if we can help you.
Any kind of moments so far in your tenure here that kind of affirm that this was the right place to be when you you know, see the people that are being dealt with?
You know, I had an appointment with a minister in Mifflinburg, and this is back in the fall. And it was at the peak of the fall foliage. And I'm driving out there, and I'm driving back. And, I've had a good meeting. I think I went and talked to some other people while I was there. And I was just sort of enjoying the moment, enjoying the scenery, appreciating my God and His creation. And I thought, boy, I made a good move here. I'm enjoying this. I like what I'm doing.
And that was Pastor Mike Deal, Executive Director of Golden Rule, Love in the Name of Christ, based in Milton, helping several counties throughout our listening area. Thanks again for joining us, Pastor Mike, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.